It was the summer before my senior year of high school. And life was going pretty well. I'd already discerned a call to the priesthood and was very involved in my parish. But there was something restless inside of me. And for various reasons that I can't explain in this homily, because it would take too long, I found myself getting arrested for stealing $3,000 from the grocery store that I had worked at. You see, a friend of mine came into my life through my job had a bad influence on me. And the pressure in that relationship moved me to go against my own integrity and moral standards for myself, and to start to take a little cashier from the register, activate a few gift cards here, nobody will notice, $25, $30. And this went on for the entire summer until I had taken over $3,000. And at that point in time, I came to work one day, which seemed to be a normal day, and I got called into the manager's office, and they laid the charges before me. And in tears, I admitted, yes, I had stolen the money. And the next thing I knew, I was being escorted out of the store in handcuffs as my friends and co-workers looked on me with confusion . And I remember my mom being in the store and breaking down and not understanding what was going on in that moment. And probably what made the experience even darker for me was that my buddy, who was the accomplice with me in this crime, didn't take any responsibility. And my life was overwhelmingly in darkness as I felt the shame for what I had done, that I had been publicly found out, that I couldn't fix my reputation or control what other people thought about me at that moment, that I'd given scandal because people knew of my love for Christ and for the church. And I felt very far away from the Lord. But a friend of mine handed me the diary of Saint Faustina, which is entitled Divine Mercy in My Soul. And I began to read the diary and these visions that Saint Faustina had of Jesus appearing to her and speaking about his compassionate and merciful love for sinners. And I began to realize just how much the Lord loved me and that forgiveness was possible in Christ. But you see, I went to the sacrament right after reading the diary of confession, reconciliation, and I knew that I had been objectively forgiven of my sins. But I still hadn't forgiven myself, and I hadn't forgiven my buddy for not taking responsibility. But you know what the amazing part of the experience was, is my uncle, who's been a strong influence in my life, he owned a Dairy Queen in town, and he hired me. And of all the things, because he knew the story, that he could have given me as responsibility, he put me at the cash register with the money. But you know, I was still going through all of this, and I was a punk, and I was sassy, and I would come to work in the morning, and I would get chewed out for not having cleaned the machines properly in the evening and done a sloppy job, and I was getting sick of hearing how bad I was doing. So one day my uncle pulled me aside and he started to kind of correct me, and I just lost it. And so he pulled me outside, and I was terrified because his face was so red. And I thought, this is it. This is the end. And we're standing in the parking lot, and he's screaming at me. And all of a sudden, he stops, and he says, "Do you know what your problem is?" And I say, "No, tell me." He says, "You don't realize how much you're loved and how much you've been forgiven." And in that moment, I broke down in tears. Because for the first time in my life, I'd heard somebody tell me that the Lord loves me, something that I'd heard in church for many years in Sunday school, but it wasn't a platitude, it wasn't an empty saying. All of a sudden, it pierced me to the heart. The Lord loves me. Me, a sinner. Those words changed my life. Because in that simple thing that my uncle did for me, I encountered Jesus Christ as a real living person. I share that with you because all of us know, either in our own lives or in the lives of those we know, people who have gone through terrible experiences and who find themselves feeling completely hopeless and beyond the mercy and forgiveness of God. And brothers and sisters, that is a lie straight from hell. The cross of Jesus Christ reveals definitively that God's mercy is for everyone if we only approach Him to receive the gift of forgiveness that He has to offer us. Truly, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus tells us in our gospel today, though, that we can't be hypocrites when it comes to forgiveness. We can't receive the forgiveness of God and then refuse to give it to others. You see, in that whole experience I received when my uncle said those words, and as I read the diary of St. Faustina, the Lord's forgiveness, but I had to struggle to work through the forgiveness of my buddy, to let go of that, to realize, yes, it was unjust, it was unfair, but if I held on to that frustration, I was the only one who was going to suffer. And so, over time, the Lord started to change my heart. And the way that He did that, the way that He gave me the grace to forgive, was by receiving more deeply His forgiveness for myself. Because you see, when we encounter the compassion of God towards us, it frees us from the burden that we hold on to when we refuse to forgive others for their sins against us. The painful reality is that oftentimes forgiveness is not going to be reciprocated. Sometimes we can extend the olive branch to others and they're just going to refuse. And we have to have the courage to unilaterally forgive even when they're not willing to forgive or receive forgiveness. And when we do that, the powerful truth of the gospel comes alive for all of us. The Holy Spirit Himself fills our souls with a tremendous peace that only God can give. Now, I know many are saying, "But Father, I have so many people that I struggle to forgive." or who won't forgive me. What do I do? I carry this burden. This is what you need to do, brothers and sisters. You need to pray to your Father in heaven. How do you do that? There's many ways, but in this homily, I want to give you one simple way that you can pray to forgiveness on those who have hurt you. What I'm going to invite you to do today is, after you receive our Lord and Holy Communion and you go back to your spots, you are having the most intimate moment you and your soul can have with our Lord. Think of somebody who's hurt you, or somebody you have hurt. That takes even more courage and humility to recognize that sometimes we hurt others. And pray a simple prayer like this. In the name of Jesus, Father, I forgive Father Nick for stealing. Father, cover him in Jesus' precious blood and bless him with your love. You see how simple that is. In the name of Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus. And Jesus tells us whatever we pray in his name will be granted. In the name of Jesus, Father, forgive so-and-so who's hurt me for doing such and such. Name it. And then ask the Lord to bless that person. Cover him or her in the precious blood of Jesus, Lord. Bless him. Let him or her know your love. Because the truth that we hear in the gospel today is that our own capacity to forgive is the true litmus test to whether we have truly ourselves received forgiveness from God.